I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I'm drinking a Speyside whiskey. Yep, yay, so time for some Speyside. It's a Glenrothes Special Reserve, which I was kind of introduced to by my friend Stephen Sefton over in the UK. He got me a lovely bottle of a beautiful Glenrothes. This isn't what I'm drinking today. It's just a Special Reserve. The one Stephen got was just amazing. But what I like about the Glenrothes is it has that nice Speyside mix of easy drinking, mixes it up with some spice and, you know, nuts and a little bit of, you know, sweetness there. So it's a really nice whiskey. So Slangevar. One of the things I've been thinking about recently is Uber and how they've continued to gain steam, if you like, regardless of all the bad press and bad publicity they had over the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years maybe. I mean, you can just Google, is Uber bad? Uber sex scandals, Uber, you know, journalists and misogyny. And you will find, you know, hundreds of results, more actually, about their practices. To give you an example, in the last sort of 2 or 3 years, they really came under fire for how they were treating journalists, especially female journalists. There was a BuzzFeed story about Uber executives suggested digging up dirt on journalists to fire back and counter any negative news stories that these journalists would come out with. There was on Pando Daily, there was a really good post about the moment a journalist learned just how far Uber would go to silence journalists and attack women. And I'll leave any resources I mention or links I mention in this week's show. I'll be sure to leave them in the show notes. So check them out, you know, when you're listening to the podcast. There was a sexist French Uber promotion which paired riders with hot chick drivers. And so these drivers would go about skimpy t-shirts and riders could choose to get, you know, driven by these hot chicks. And this was the promotion. There was another Uber executive proposed smearing female reporters who criticized the app. And that was shown in Valleywag. And then an Uber driver told a cancer patient she deserves to be sick after she cancelled a ride. And this was in the New York Daily News. Now, obviously, individual drivers, Uber has, like any company, a code of conduct, but that code of conduct comes under scrutiny a lot based on legal issues, insurance issues, etc., pay issues that's continued to haunt the company regardless of how many times they've been asked about it. And so there were just a few. And it's continued to, you know, Uber's just continued to, you know, hit a negative PR story after a negative PR story. And that was just, you know, a batch in the last 2 or 3 years. And there's been some very questionable business practices and very morally questionable ones at that. Nobody will forget the video that went viral of the Uber CEO. It's Silicon Valley, I get mistaken with all of them. With the Uber CEO ripping into a driver that was taking him somewhere and just being downright disgustingly rude and appalling towards this poor guy. And again, I'll leave the link to that video in the show notes. So quite the list. And like I said, if you search Uber for bad practices, etc. on Google, you'll get all the ammunition you need against how bad Uber is. For some, though, this may not matter. When I was looking at some of these things, I posted a question on Facebook and I just asked, you know, about Uber. And one of my friends shared a news story on why the city of Toronto was seeking a court injunction against Uber operating in the city. This injunction at the time highlighted the increased risk to passenger safety due to lack of driver training and mechanical inspections, unregulated fares resulting in price surging, And I remember a few years back, Toronto had a bitter, bitter winter. It was like minus 20, minus 30, heavy snow everywhere. And Uber did their infamous price surging where they charged 3, 4, 5 times as much to come out and get Torontonians home. There's increased safety risk to drivers due to a lack of training in vehicle security equipment. And one of the biggest ones was inadequate insurance that failed to meet municipal codes and may not have, you know, provided proper coverage for drivers, passengers, and other road users. So you get into a car crash with an Uber driver, you may not be covered. Now, this may have changed. I haven't checked up on the latest, you know, from Uber. I try to stay away from the company, but something popped up the other week on Facebook that just pinged my knowledge back to some of the stuff Uber did. So again, quite the list. The problem is, despite all these examples of Uber's approach to ethics, it seems that people just turn a blind eye in lieu of convenience when convenience is the more popular route. And it's not just Uber where this is happening. Last week or the week before, in my newsletter that I sent out, I wrote a post about the BS attitudes towards women and why they need to stop. And it spoke about the various cultures where women are treated like second, third, fourth rate citizens with violence committed against them, disfigurement committed against them, and many other things. But it wasn't just in different cultures where this was happening. One of the other examples where I used was that of Ray Rice, who was the running back for the Baltimore Ravens at the time. Now, you might recall, Rice was caught on tape hitting his then fiancée, and he received a pitiful punishment from the NFL, or at least he did at the time. He received a 2-game ban. That was increased when more details came out about the case, but initially, he received a 2-game ban. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the NFL and some of the issues that that organization has. You've got the NFL star Adrian Peterson. He was arrested for child abuse. If I remember, he was caught hitting his son with a stick and leaving whelps and bruises on his son. There's a great article in the Jezebel about, you know, face it, women, the NFL does not give a shit about you. Greg Hardy, there was a case with Greg Hardy where his team, the Panthers, stood by him regardless of what he went through. And there was also a really good post in Huffington Post about misogyny and homophobia in the NFL. Is America's crisis of masculinity playing out in its favourite sport? So much like Uber, you've got a bunch of collection of events for the NFL. And, you know, once these articles came out and you saw the videos of Ray Rice hitting his wife and you saw the result of the kid getting beat by his dad, social media lit up with condemnation and calls to boycott the NFL. And especially when news journalist Keith Olbermann came out on his show and attacked the NFL for its degradation of women. It's a really powerful video, really powerful piece. And some of my friends on Facebook were the most vociferous in their condemnation. And then game day one arrived in a new NFL season. So guess what happened? Many of the critics that were screaming blue murder at the NFL and the teams that supported these players and, you know, the fans that gave the money to the players, etc., by cheering the teams on, they were now cheering on their teams and continuing to pay into the money machine again, either by going to games themselves, buying the relevant beer, food, and all the other stuff you get at concessions, or paying the cable companies to get live access to the game. All that money goes back to the NFL. All that money from the NFL goes to the player. Well, not all of it, obviously. The NFL is a very rich organization because they know what they're doing when it comes to taking money from their fans. But a lot of that money goes back to the players that were guilty of all this crappy behavior and all this disgusting behavior. And the NFL issues, they didn't necessarily appear forgotten, but they did seem out of mind now the cheering had begun. At the same time, in Canada, there was a domestic assault case, against media personality Jan Gimoshi, and it was around his sexual preferences. And there was a bunch of women came forward to say that he'd abused them and assaulted them, and it, for whatever reason, it came to the court case, and he got away despite of the evidence in favour of the women, despite Gumushi admitting to certain things, he got off with it because of the way the criminal court system worked and just how the PR machine went into overdrive to get this guy cleared and how they looked to smear the victims. And instead of making it about the victims, they made it about Gumushi. And so there was a lot of condemnation and outrage on Facebook again. And friends and their connections, they went from being incredible at finding this news out, they'd never realised it, to anger and disgust. Yet, when I checked the Young Gumushi's Facebook page, I saw that five of my friends were still liking his post and liking the page. And I just thought that was a little bit, strange at the least. Sorry, I'm a little bit dry today. I'm not sure why. Excuse me. Now, going back to the original one where I mentioned Uber and how people said we're still going to continue to use the service, my friend mentioned in his reply about his choice was that critical thinking should always trump emotional reaction. If we can't have the former, then we're in serious trouble. It's your choice to continue using. I respect that decision. And you know what? That's correct. That's fine. People make their own decisions based on their needs at a given time. Facts of the freedom or the right to choose freely that so many men and women gave their lives for in order so we could live, live ours without fear of reprisal, or at least we're legally acceptable. And as we just celebrated the anniversary of the Dunkirk landings, that seems a very relevant part to make or a point to make. But sometimes, don't you just wonder if the choice is a lot more black and white than that? Take Uber. And clearly, this is a company that's had both business and ethical issues that permeate from the top down. And while they fired the driver that abused a cancer victim, the senior executive that promoted the idea of abuse against reporters he found questionable is still at the company, or was, when all this kicked off. So, not much in the way of double standards there, huh? Or take the NFL. Since the avalanche of cases related to spousal abuse, child abuse, domestic violence, public violence, and more became evident, they've gone on a damage control exercise as well, and they employed four women whose role it is to advise the NFL on domestic violence issues. A lot of people, though, myself included, see this as mere lip service and not a bigger endorsement of taking issues seriously. Especially given the fact it's been reported that the Players Union, the National Football Players Association, was attempting to have Ray Rice's ban lifted at the time this all went down. So, I don't know. Perhaps most of all, we should take us and how we react, not just initially, but moving forward. I mean, as my friends or some of my friends mentioned in the replies to the Uber discussion, critical thinking should always trump emotional reaction. And never is that more true when it comes to violence, hate, ethics, and other emotionally charged topics, and the discussions and actions that follow them. So while it's natural for us to take an emotional stand initially, it's the critical thinking that is more important in the long run. Because, at the end of the day, our judgments can often be clouded by emotion. Our longer-term thinking, less so. It's why we as humans sometimes need to ask ourselves how ethics that might not impact us personally, impact the bigger human anger around us. So, thinking of Uber, thinking of the NFL, if we choose convenience because it's easier to get an Uber at 2 a.m. than trying to find a cab, if we choose convenience over ethics, are we saying that people that get hurt by poor business ethics is of no concern to us? Go to the NFL. If we support a sports franchise where the owners have shown their true colours, are we in danger of saying, well, out of sight, out of mind? And let's to the discussions that happen in social media and the social networks every day. If we take a popular stand on public networks but don't follow that through in private, are we really taking a stand at all? If we're saying something because we want to be part of the group or part of the gang or part of the groupthink or the mindset of everybody sharing, yeah, we're all here together, but then in private we're saying something else, then we're not really taking a stand, we're being hypocrites. And it's these kind of questions that one of the guys that commented on the original post on Facebook made about the Uber situation. He said, I've had difficulty not using a service that I really like, but I can no longer justify or overlook bullying, sexist intimidation, and privacy issues in order to have a fabulous clean car. Goodbye, Uber. And this is from someone that I know used Uber pretty much every day. Go to work, go to lunch, every day. He must have had like one heck of an expense account. But going back to the main point of this week's show, yes, we have choices. And the choices that we make should, for the most part, have little or nothing to do with anyone or anything that isn't in our immediate circle of impact. The thing is, though, if we always take that path, at what point does the human race finally implode on itself and simply look out for our own personal interests? Because for me, that would be a truly sad day indeed. And it's maybe closer than we think. So we need to think more critically and more, just more. That's all I have to say. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, guys. If you have anything to share on that, please, you know, feel free to email me. You can find me at danny@dannybrown.me, and I'll leave that in the show notes. You can also, you know, leave a comment on any of the podcast apps that you use and the support comments. I have an app that notifies me, so I should get notified of that. Also, if you're enjoying the show, please feel free to leave me a review on iTunes. It helps me, you know, get the show noticed with more people and helps other podcast listeners, you know, find the show, which is always nice and a nice way of appreciation if you're enjoying it. And please feel free to recommend it to any of your other friends. In the meantime, guys, take care. Be good people. Think of your decisions that are impacting others outside of your immediate circle and think, is this the best decision I can make? Until next week, guys, take care, be kind to each other, and slanjivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.